And there that goes. Facebook Live on. All right. And wait for some folks to get tuned in. Podcast audio not recording yet. Blog Talk Radio audio will start recording, but we erased that. Blog Talk Radio Live is just there for the few people that, you know, prefer that platform for tuning in live to things. All right, so now we can go ahead and drop the link to the Facebook Live video and the WineCellarMedia.com and drop it on the Patreon post correspondifying. And also in the Wine Cellar little event thing that I made, because that's how I felt, because apparently it, I was
your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fantastic. All right. Blog Talk Radio has announced that it's actually live this time. And yeah, like I inadvertently got out ahead of something when it was just like, fuck, it's really hard to do the tag list. Because, I mean, for niggas that pre-record, a tag list is nothing. You pre-record, you post it, then you just sit down and type and tag. We're trying to go live and have the tag list at the beginning of the program. Best way to do that, set up an event, put the link to the program in the event, and then where it, that button that says share has a drop-down menu, invite friends, and then what you can... what you can go ahead and do there is you can just click on like a group, and we have the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group, and click select all and just invite them all in one swoop, which is pretty gosh darn neat.
A swoop.
Yes.
Swoop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm West Coast. We do that to words.
Swoop.
Yes, ma'am. You've never heard me do that?
I've never heard swoop.
Oh, yes, yes. West Coast, we do things to words that ought not be disowned. All right, so now that's there. Wait, leave. No, I don't want to leave. Cancel. Why is it asking? Why is it asking me if it's bad to leave? Oh, the word. I have to click post. Good. Okay. Post, and now's I can leave. And now let's go ahead and get the actual podcast audio going. There goes, it says Lisa there. Wait, what's that say? Oh, it says waves, and there is a emoji con, or however they're evolving that word. All right, so let's get this gosh darn thing up and or running. Yeah, come around my way. Yeah, come around my way.
Scary sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. Side though, it's all good. Lift his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on, them shoes you got on your feet, this building, this school, this country, you. We're behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Cooling at a party, no better yet disco. Head feeling metal from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To crush your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the Wine Cellar. Just give me that bottle. On the bandwagon, why see? Cause you a star. This is a year when the jokers are wild. When the fact you're happy, that's why the fight to style. I get hip to the scheme before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now,
Texas, everything's calm. Relate to the matter as I drop the bomb because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. William J. Black Ass Motherfucker, aka Dark Skin Nigglesworth, Phoenix Kaleeder, the Uppity Negress. Followed Phoenix Kaleeder on the Twitters. Uppity Negress, two P's, two T's, two S's. If you type in the little motherfucking search box, Phoenix Kaleeder, the Uppity Negress account will come up, and maybe some of her accounts that she doesn't use anymore in subordinate. Accounts that she doesn't use anymore, those might also pop up. You can follow me on the Twitters if you want to see links to Facebook posts that Phoenix Kaleeder put up and uses my Twitter account to spread. But then, like, once a fortnight, you might see me just respond to someone with, like, yeah, man, fuck that shit. You know, because I agree with them on whatever it is they're talking about.
Ooh, an Instagram account today.
You gonna gram?
Yeah, people keep asking me to. And I'm just like,
I don't know what the fuck to take pictures of. My life is not that exciting.
I don't know, man.
It's like, yo.
I'm gonna take pictures of my fucking salads because I eat salad now because I'm a responsible adult.
Fucking.
Kind of.
What would mine be? Like fucking.
Covers of rap CDs.
Oh, that would be dope. That would actually like just.
See how easy that was, y'all?
Talk about album covers, but I like what? This is me vacuuming again. Vacuuming.
Just take pictures and be like hashtag black dad stuff. Fixing my garage door.
Oh, fuck. Yep. That's what I'm getting 2 days off a week for, so I can do shit like fix my garage door. Jesus, fuck. Lisa Loco's in the comment section. You might want to open up the video on your smart device so that you can see the comment section closer.
I can't be doing that.
Why not?
I don't have the app.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
She said, well, you did IG. Wait, yeah. What you did? Oh, it's Instagram. Asking you did
Instagram.
I don't speak this language, young people.
IG is Instagram, nigga.
I think Lisa's like 30 and shit, though. Instead of really, it's a uppity. Oh, it's who are you on Instagram?
Phoenix Kaleeda.
That's it? Just straight up that?
Phoenix Kaleeda. One word.
All right. And Fallon asked a question in here. Fallon Loco in the archive comment section.
Yes.
Chat space said, random, but what do you reckon is the difference between wine and ale taste? Taste-wise and texture-wise, because they taste similar to me, Fallon Loco. We don't drink ale. I don't drink ale.
I don't drink anything that's like beer adjacent, like ale. Beer, ale, lager.
Ale and lager are not allowed to be associated with beer.
Beer's disgusting too. Just because you drink it doesn't mean it's not disgusting.
you drink Mike's Hard Lemonade? Man, is the electricity fucking up again, son?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain in like 45 minutes. Mike's Hard Lemonade is not beer. What the fuck?
Mike's Hard Lemonade is gussied up beer.
It's not beer.
Yes. Yes, it's beer for tarts.
It's beer for tarts.
Gallivanting around town, showing her ankles.
You know what? Actually, that would have been like the best thing if you took sweet tarts instead of a candy, made it a drink. Because it's for sweet tarts.
Why do you think he calls it strawberry and pineapple?
Because people like strawberries and pineapples?
He's basically saying you're like Eve that bit the apple and then you got all fucked up and got pine needles in you. Because Satan.
What? Because Satan.
Satan got his needle in you.
I mean.
It ain't right.
It's not like the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Sin.
Yes.
I did post about a stand-up comedy special by an individual named Hannah out of one of those Australia places. And I just watched it out of nowhere because I needed some time off. I was fucking tired and hungry. And we just replaced our episode with Katie Halper featuring us on her episode.
Yes.
For that, for Monday night.
Yes.
And I just started watching it because it came up in my suggesteds, and that's what I pay the bill for. And trigger warning again if you're going to tune into that shit, especially when she gets toward the end. Like, those last 20 minutes, like, is more speech than stand-up comedy, and she goes the fuck in. Mm-hmm. There's, it says Derek Jones, but that is Rashani of the Single Simulcast program. And I think he runs the Black Podcast Hub.
I think he's one of the moderators or the admins, yes. And he's on like somebody else's podcast now too, I think. Like a movie review podcast.
Oh no, that nigga Jamaican, man. He got all kind of fucking podcast shows and jobs. That nigga coached like 10 basketball teams, has a full-time job, is a full-time parent, is a full-time spouse, runs the podcast group, does the All-Stars, I forgot what it is, another podcast, mm-hmm. the Single Simulcast podcast. He does the one that's like a soap opera podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When the fuck does he sleep?
He doesn't.
Nigga, go to bed. Go to bed, man.
See, now you got that in my head.
What?
MF12 job.
I mean, he does all that stuff because black men are lazy.
Yes.
These are the facts.
Everybody knows that. All of them. Everyone knows that.
All right. And Lisa Loco in the archive chat space said you all need a bigger screen, apparently. And
yeah.
Yeah, my idea is get an affordable projector. And I'm pretty sure we won't even need to get like one of those pull down things a teacher had in elementary school. And we just use the white wall as the screen and just have a projector project what we want onto the screen.
Oh, I think she meant for us to read. I'm probably just going to end up getting a new tablet and then just get on the new tablet. Because that fucking one won't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so just probably get a new tablet and do that. The cheap one. Yes.
And Lisa Loco said, Rashani makes me feel adequate. That's what he does. Rashani goes around hurting people's feelings. You ever hear his show? That's all he does, man. Insult the comic podcaster. All right. So I know there are people that are tuned into the archive. They're like, we don't give a fuck about your Facebook Live video conversations with little friends. All right?
Whatever.
Get down to the shit.
Fine. And
there is some shit in this one.
Yeah.
And just one more from the archive comment section, Fallon Loco. When there's Jan over there, maybe might have a one of them wiener dogs. Said I was just about, Fallon said I was just about to mention a projector. Yes, indeedly do, neighbor. All right, now let's doobie doo boop boop skeebity flip bop a dibba doo. Phoenix the leader is a jiggy jew.
Yes.
All right, on YNSellerMedia.com, YNSeller Live. 6/26/18, June 26, 2018. There is a clip of some longer audio there. You can go check out if you want to. It's a couple of white fellers with some Duck Dynasty beards talking about how the police fellers, they ought to stop shooting them necker boys.
Nice.
And that's it. Yeah. They probably didn't say the verbatim as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Little news coverage on the one that they're calling Pattern Patty. What the fuck is
Permit Patty.
Yeah, they're calling this individual Permit Patty. I want to call her by whatever the fuck her real name is. Like, I get, like, we have our little fun nicknames, but let's memorize these fuckers' names.
Yeah.
Crisis pregnancy centers do not have to provide women abortion information. Mm-hmm. and then sex workers' rights in Mumbai not looking good, particularly financially, which is kind of why anyone does any work.
Mm-hmm.
Expelled Wisconsin student sentenced to 3 years for raping three women, three whopping years. And I guess with good behavior in the context of white male patriarchy, raping women is good behavior. He'll be out in 2 days. I'm being hyperbolic.
18 months.
18 maisons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of standard, isn't it? Yeah.
Just assume like half your sentence. I mean, if you're white and stuff.
And then Alex Jones, I mean, he already popped off a shot, you know, threw a little shade at Joe Rogan. Noted white supremacist Alex Jones, he is not funny conspiracy guy. He is a neo-Confederate, post John Birch white supremacist like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And he encourages secret surveillance on that restaurant that was like, now listen here, Sarah Huckabee B. Sanders, mm-hmm. we don't want you around here. If you look at this here county, we voted against the Trumpster in 2016, and they did out there in West Virginia. That little area right there,
yeah.
They went blue in 2016.
Do you remember the name of the restaurant? It was like Red Hen, I think.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a Red Hen restaurant in Ontario, Canada, and they've been getting like angry calls all day because Americans don't know the difference between Canadian phone numbers and West Virginia phone numbers. It's kind of awesome.
McMurricans need not know things. How the fuck are they? That's another. That's on the other side of an imaginary border.
They don't even look like American numbers.
They have like more or less digits?
I don't know if they're more or less, but like the configuration, I haven't counted, but the configuration is different because ours is like 3-3 and then, right? So it's like your area code and then the first three and then your last. Theirs is like, you have to do like a country code and then there's like a 2 and a 2 and a something. And I was like, it's not even the same configuration.
What the fuck?
That was just funny to me.
All right. Get it together, McMurricans.
Oh, you left out the Saudi Arabia?
I probably did.
Yeah. Today, they ended the ban on women driving. Historical and shit.
Oh, I thought historical to end the ban.
Yes.
That's how low the bar is, folks. That's where shit is right now. If you just want like something that's like a marker, right? I tend to do that. Like when someone is a certain age, I'm like, holy fuck, they were born after Tupac died. That's how young they are. Like this is a marker. They're ending the ban.
Yes.
The ban wasn't even it. Like they had to put the ban in place and then end it.
Yes, they did.
It was so shitty that they did the ban. Like I don't think shit is better that the ban is lifted. Lift the ban. Yeah, let a nigga drive. We should all contribute to climate change. Right? That shouldn't just be a man thing.
Well, see, that's the thing is because they're like, the kingdom is getting so progressive. They're letting the women drive. And I'm like, but they still have that bullshit guardianship law where basically you still need a man to be your guardian and his approval to do shit. So like now, and this is the thing is they're like, they want women to drive so they can basically double the workforce. But if your husband doesn't give you permission to work, you still can't drive to work anyway. But, you know, it's progressive and woke and shit. Very, very woke. All the wokeness.
Lisa in the chat space said there's another Red Hen that's also catching that shit in D.C.
You think that I'm fine. I mean, fuck research. Research is stupid.
And it's not even like it's a chain. Like, it's just apparent. It's just a name. It's one of those names. It's like imagine how many underground East Coast and some Midwest rappers call themselves Knowledge.
Yeah.
Right? Like, fucking, like that shit ain't, it's just a name that a lot of motherfuck damn people like.
Oh.
All right, let me take it from the Martha Fracken top here of the shit.
Back and now to a story getting a lot of attention on social media.
Well, a woman threatens to call police on an 8-year-old girl selling water outside of her apartment building.
She calling police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo. Illegally selling water without a permit.
Well, this happened on Friday.
Without a permit.
See you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit. And illegally selling water without a permit. Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit.
Well, this happened on Friday in San Francisco. The girl was trying to raise money for a trip to Disneyland. The woman you see got upset over the noise the girl was making and threatened to call police. That's when the girl's mother began shooting this video. Well, the woman says she only pretended to call police. Since then, the woman's business has taken a hit because of the social media backlash. A man also stepped in to buy the tickets for the Disneyland trip.
Well, that's wonderful, but that sounds remarkably similar to the story in Oakland about the barbecue mat. So, yeah, not cool there.
I like how the news people can't talk like us.
Yeah, like, that's some bullshit.
And they also have to, you could tell, they have to leave out the key word, black girl. Yep. They can't say that part.
And I think I know that news anchor because she's, I think, Ethiopian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's aware. She's aware.
Rachel, what does that say? Solomon, S-O-L-O. Oh, damn. My brain is trained. I saw the R, the H, the L, couple vowels. I was like, not that Rachel.
No.
And Jim, don't know van.
Don't know van.
Yep. Right,
let's go with that.
He don't know how to drive a van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it again, like, they know what the fuck they're doing, right? Like, I'm a Bernie bro, so I can always bring Hillary into it. Like, when people talk this evolving shit, and it's like, when is the evolving over? Clinton in her 70s, you told me?
She's 70,
ago?
Yes.
She's fucking 70. Is she done evolving yet?
No.
Because, like, when she said that shit, she was like, what, in her fucking 40s?
Yep.
50s?
Yep.
Like, When does the evolving fucking stop? Like, and matter of fact, yep, y'all niggas at the, are y'all still evolving? What are you fucked up about right now? I'd like to know where you're fucking cruel and evil and racist. Like, basically, so all white women that support Hillary Clinton, should I assume you are a disgusting, dangerous, racist fuck until you're 68?
70.
I thought she was good because she had the mothers of the movement that she still rolls with right now.
Yeah, they're...
They're doing all kind of shit.
They're fundraising.
Movementing.
They're movementing and they're mothering and...
Selling bottled water, taking naps in dorm rooms.
They're actually, like, fixing the pipes in Flint right now.
Yeah.
They're raising money for the native protesters who are, you know, fighting against the pipelines. They're actually trying to repeal the crime bill. Like, they get together every night and, like, look at the legislation and figure out how to, like, repeal it. And they're going to present that bill to, like, Congress and shit.
These are facts.
They started a bail fund.
Yeah.
They're working on a plan to abolish ICE.
Yeah, and they're
movementing hard.
And I heard they bought NBC and they started a new show on there to combat the show that Mike Cernovich is doing with all those leftists, which is a really popular program.
Very popular program.
It comes on right after RuPaul's Drag Race.
Very popular program. Yo, I need to look that up. Who was season 2? I just forgot the name.
Tyra Sanchez.
Yes. Like, I guess wrote this, like, whole thing somewhere on social media. I can't find it. About RuPaul talking shit about, like, how the fuck you gonna talk shit about other niggas because you wouldn't even be able... You're not even good enough to compete on your own fucking show and shit. Like, what the fuck off? I want to find the whole thing.
That's a little weird, though. It's that nigga's show.
It is. But they're saying, like, you know, the competitors are more talented than Ru and shit. Because, like, okay, so I guess what happened is Tyra got, like, kicked out of DragCon because made a diss track kind of thing about another drag queen. And then white people heard it because it was a white drag queen. They're like, she started a death hoax. And we thought that, I think it was Cameron. Cameron was dead. And it's like, nah, nigga, it was a diss track. It was, you know, it was like RIP to, I think it was Cameron Michaels. That's the name, right?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Man, there's been too many queens. I've seen too many seasons.
Yeah, so it was like RIP to Cameron. Just like shit talking Cameron. I was like, oh, we thought Cameron actually died. Fuck you for starting a rumor that she was really dead. I'm like, that's not what happened. So, yeah, Tyra's just been angry since. It was the whole thing. It's fun.
Jesus Christ. And Tyra did win when the fucking the prize money was significantly less.
Like 20 grand or some shit.
Yeah, and also, and Tyra probably didn't get to monetize being on the show like as much as other queens did, and particularly because of racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, that was season two, right? The first season, the one from Cameroon won, mm-hmm. right? So obviously black. And then immediately fucking white gay niggas hit the Twitter and hit the Facebook. Like RuPaul just fucking picked a mini Ru to fucking mm-hmm. win. Like, and then Tyra Sanchez won. And nobody's looking at the fact that Tyra Sanchez won the most challenges and never fell in the bottom two. Right. Statistics don't matter. Two blacks in a row on the first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul's racist, fuck Tyra Sanchez, and the way that the editing staff, they made Tyra a villain while at the same time Tyra's winning. So it's like some the villain one shit in the eyes of all the fucking racist white fans.
Yes.
So fucking yeah, so Tyra Sanchez could not monetize that win the way other queens have, mm-hmm. where they could just now go lip sync anywhere for fucking $10,000.
Well, even the current season, who's it? I think it was Monet Exchange that was on the season.
Yeah.
Still saying that, like, when venues can't afford to hire the white queen from that season, they call her.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's season 10.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, we tangented really hard there. What I was talking about was, these people know what the fuck they're doing. It is on purpose. They want to cause harm. Mm-hmm. Like, you think that white woman isn't aware of what happens when you call police on a black person? You think she doesn't know about the Tamir Rice drive-by? Like, she wanted an 8-year-old black girl to get shot and murdered in public, and she wanted to be responsible for it. Mm-hmm. I know there's somebody out there that's like, you can't assume that.
Yes, we can.
Hey, do you not know that? Fuck it. Fuck history. The current white people... White people as is?
Yeah.
Shit. I look at you motherfuckers every day because you won't go back to Europe.
You know, somebody on Twitter made a tweet something like, you know, white people call police the way other people call customer service. And I was like, because it is customer service. This is what they pay taxes for. Like, this is pest control and this is why they pay taxes.
That's the only tax they don't complain about.
Mm. Yeah, they know it. They know exactly what they're doing. They know.
Yeah, like they basically want to be an accessory to a murder.
And you know what I find to be interesting about this one in particular? She's like, oh, well, I was just having a really bad day and maybe I didn't respond the best way, but I was just like upset and having a bad day. And I'm like, so when you have a bad day, that's how you take it out on other people? Like that's your punitive measure? That's how you hurt other people? Is you call police on black children? Like that's what you do when you have like, so... You know, yeah, you're having a bad day or whatever, but you were like, I need to hurt somebody else because I'm having a bad day. What can I do? So you opted to call a fucking government gun monkey on a child and risk a child being murdered. That's how you handle a bad day?
Yeah, risk, okay. More like attempt. Like that was an attempted murder. Every single time a white person calls the cops on a black person, that is attempted murder. Or sometimes successfully done.
Sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes they win. All right, and that's all I have to say about that. Fucking Christ!
I don't know why we don't have more white friends, really.
Right? Yeah. As soon as one comes over, I'm like, "Why you got that white woman in my house?" I turn into my mother. All right, let's take a look here. Supreme Court. Says crisis pregnancy centers do not have to provide women abortion information. Now, you want to hear the disingenuous bullshit? The other side of Beckyism. White women that want to be like white men and not let women have rights. Where's that video clip?
Today's decision by the Supreme Court upholds the right of all Americans of both sides of these debates to be able to speak freely their beliefs and not have.
Now, whose side do you think they're on?
I know exactly what side they're on.
Yeah, that's a crisis pregnancy center supporter. And of course, the white women that look like they aspire to be Stepford wives are mm-hmm. the ones
of course.
Who probably had plenty of abortions in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Team Gilead for the win. All right.
And that's what she's saying. She's saying it's a win for both sides.
Right. How is being lied to a win?
Yeah. And then also saying that they let's run it back and give this shit a running start.
To violate their convictions. The Supreme Court said that the government cannot force pro-life pregnancy centers to use their walls to freely advertise abortion.
See, now they're saying advertise when it's just make information available. Like, advertising is like saying, this is the shit, go check it out.
See, now what we need is for people not just to be like clinic escorts at abortion centers, but like we need people to go sit outside their shit and be like, just so you know, this isn't a real abortion clinic. They're going to try to force you to keep this baby.
Now, this is why I don't call myself an activist, because I'm not willing to go to prison to do what I think actually needs to be done, which is fucking murder them. Hmm. Like, I think they actually need to be fucking bombed. I mean, you know where they are. They're all in that building at the same time. You bomb it. You got a whole group of them at once. Boom. Out.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think should actually be done. And I'm not willing to go to prison to do it. So I'm not an activist. I am a leftist entertainer.
Hmm. And the government cannot express hostility towards tolerance and respect for good faith differences of opinion are essential.
She said good faith differences of opinion. Like, that's the level of dishonesty that white women will just go to.
Yeah.
They'll just do it. Like, I tell you, I gotta tell you, you really are just like your men. You want better white men, raise better sons.
To a diverse society. They enable us to coexist peacefully and to be tolerant of one another.
What? If we y'all stand outside clinics and call women whores and murderers and stalk them and put up people's license plates who have been there. How is this tolerance?
They call people murderers while murdering people.
Well, that's like, it's different when they do it, William.
Like, which side has pulled triggers?
Which side has dropped bombs?
But they have bombed them, haven't they?
They have bombed. Yes, they have bombed. Yeah.
That was actually the first time you tuned into the Wine Cellar. I mentioned that. Yeah, because like an abortion clinic, it had like two sets of like bulletproof glass pane doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we just covered a story too, maybe last week or a couple weeks ago, about a woman who was in prison for shooting. She shot Tiller and didn't kill him. The first one who shot Tiller. She's fucking getting out on probation.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
All right, let's begin some of that peaceful coexistence. Jesus. All right, let's let abortion Amy keep going. I will not do this alliteration with you people.
We want freedom for ourselves. We must extend it to those with whom we disagree.
If we want freedom for ourselves, we must extend it to those who. So, wait a second. But you don't want people to have the freedom to get an abortion.
But notice how they said we have the freedom and we get to extend it as we see fit.
That's that thing with how people see the word respect. They see it has two different definitions to some people. Your respect for me is actually your deference to me.
Uh-huh.
And my respect for you is I treat you like a human.
Almost.
Yeah, you know. Well,
a
human in servitude.
The court has consistently held that government hostility towards people of faith is unconstitutional and has no place in a diverse society.
Government hostility to people of faith, the people that get 501c3s.
Yeah.
And then go in the pulpit like Pastor Edna E. Travis did in 2000 and break the fuck out of that 501c3 and say, we all need to go vote for George Bush because they've protected Israel.
And the state of California demeaned religious organizations with pro-life views by ordering them to speak messages, to use the walls of their pro-life pregnancy clinics to promote and to turn women towards abortion. These
promote and use the walls. Like, why are they trying to do this semi-old English shit?
Because it's vague.
Using the walls.
See, they're talking about like promoting abortion the same way that fucking Foster shit promotes prostitution. You talked about it. You promoted it. Oh, okay. didn't promote it. I didn't tell anybody to do it. I just said it's an option.
Yeah, that's why it's very logical to kill these people. Like, you can't, that's the thing. You actually can't peacefully coexist with them.
No,
they're fucking monsters that took a shower. But they didn't use a washcloth, but, you know, they got wet.
Pro-life pregnancy centers provide free, practical resources, information, and emotional support for women, both before they make their decision and long after, no matter what that decision.
Notice that they can.
You fucking liar. She was peeping to go to and after. If they get an abortion and come back, you're not going to fucking help them, you goddamn liar.
Also, pointing to the power in it. They have the kind of money that they can do this shit for free.
Yep.
That's the kind of money they have coming in through the back end.
Decision is, the Supreme Court was right to put a stop to the unconstitutional law that undermined the good works of these centers and undermined the rights of all Americans who work in the marketplace and live in the public square. Thank you.
I'm not an activist. Supreme Court. I'm not an activist because I'm not willing to do the only thing that would actually solve the problem, because I don't want to fucking go to prison. Now, if there were, hell, thousands? Do we need millions? We need millions. We need a lot of people. Like, if millions of people were down, it was like, we're doing it right now, let's go. Then I'm in. But I'm not going by myself or with 10 other niggas. Like, I can't join Antifa. Like, Antifa, I like them niggas. I like them to get down, but y'all basically just gangbanging, really. Like,
yeah, really.
Antifa's just the other Crips. Like, they'll never really enact real change. They'll just put it down and represent, you know. I like the shit they did out there in Texas, though, you know, with the bringing niggas food and shit when the hurricane hit. Yeah. But that's just a gangbang set.
Are they fucking gearing up for that DC shit now? Because that Charlottesville nigga who put on that rally got that permit to have some shit in D.C.
Huh. Oh, yeah, and he wrote that little whiny letter about the...
Not letting me get together and talk about white civil rights is a violation of my First Amendment. I just want to have a peaceful, safe, peaceful protest and exchange of ideas.
Yeah, y'all killed people last time, but okay.
I think we actually have that in the episode title, too. The Fight for White Civil Rights, that's it.
Shit.
Let me swing on over to the archived chat space. There is Sophia Loco. Nigga coming at you. Sophie, she always be knocking on the door over here. Talking about, y'all got some cheesecake and Corbell? No, nigga. Well, yeah. Let me see. That'd be the shit, though, man. Like, take, like, sherbet, melt it a little, and make mimosas with that. I think that'd be dope. Sherbet's only orange, to my knowledge.
They made rainbow. Raspberry sherbet.
Then there's other niggas up in the joint. Michael Wright. There's Lynn up in the joint.
What are the cats?
Yeah, check them. Oh, man, the cats are in there breaking all the things. You have glass up there?
No, just silverware.
Oh, okay. And, Sophia Loco said the B word in there about that. They're a woman. I don't really like saying that word myself. Oh, wait, Jan Loco said the Colorado Springs murderer was found incompetent. Does that mean they don't go to prison? Or they don't stay in prison?
Incompetent generally means that they get locked up in a mental health facility.
Also, they're going to be kicking and eating tuna fish sandwiches for the rest of their life. So Colorado Springs murderer, I don't think I know that story.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see what's going on with that.
Amphians colluded with the Google fire.
That's what I do.
Yep, yeah, we see you over there, Michael Wright. Oh, Michael Wright, guess what the fuck I got? I know podcast listeners are like, we don't care about your Facebook chats.
Oh, that white dude who shot up the Planned Parenthood.
Okay. And, Michael Wright, I got that movie, the old Spike Lee joint, Get on the Bus. Phoenix Kalita hasn't seen it yet. She doesn't know the classic lines or the Shibuya
I've
roll call.
Everything's on YouTube. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he can't stand trial for shooting up the abortion clinic. Jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's just going to be locked up in a mental health facility. That's awesome.
And Mumbai, Phoenix Collider had this in the show notes.
Yes. It's actually like an old story, but we never covered it because we were moving.
So, oh, shit. Okay.
But it was something we were supposed to cover, and I kind of forgot about it. So here we go. We're just going to do it late.
All right. And of course, like, it's in Mumbai. It, you know, when we do Internash, I just read these words phonetically. All right. That's now Michael Rice. I'm going to have her. We're going to watch the DVD like maybe this weekend because I might get 2 days off of work. That is a possibility, not a probability. Yeah. Nowhere safe for, quote, dirty money, end quote, after sex workers' bank closes in Mumbai. So there was a bank that got down with sex workers, let them have, you know, savings accounts, shit like that. You know, get you a fucking debit card. We even throw the chip reader in that motherfucker. That's how they talk in Dubai. I don't know why.
Mumbai, not Dubai.
Did I say Dubai?
You said Dubai. And Dubai, I guarantee, does not have a sex worker bank.
Well, dude, bye. Sangini Cooperative Bank was the only financial institution in Mumbai to offer sex workers access to savings and credit. Now that the bank has closed, the women are left with only two options. Hide their money, like basically like physically hide cash. Hopes no one finds it while you're taking a shit in the bathroom. And hide their money or risk losing it to moneylenders and con men. And now let's take a look here. Now, this is a storyfiable fidified. All right, so this is your fucking your lullaby fuckers.
What?
Mumbai, India. Dressed in black, a cotton nightgown, her lips painted a dark pink, which is rosa. 28-year-old Uzma leans against a street lamp in Mumbai's Kamalathrupira, Asia's second largest red light district. I nailed that word. The sex worker's target for the day is six clients, which will make her 1,500 rupees, $23. How the fuck do they get these high-ass numbers?
What high-ass numbers?
1,500 rupees translates to 23 dollars.
Like, it's that shit about that money exchange, like, depending how strong the economy is and all that shit, and, like, you know.
It's just whatever white men decided it's going to be.
Kind of, yeah. That's why that's why the euro and the dollar are always highest.
For some reason, our money's the best.
I don't know.
Oh, you think your money's getting kind of good? Well, we came, we saw, he died. The amount will cover her day's basic expenses, daily rent to the owner of the brothel she works in, and her food. The rest she will sew into a blouse she doesn't use and hide it away in her trunk. quote, Uzma says, money needs to be hidden. In the past, clients have beaten me up after they learned I was hoarding cash, took the money, and fled. Even my boyfriend tends to get violent and takes off with the money, end quote. So basically an abuser that she's tied to, and if she leaves, he'll murder her.
Most likely.
Yeah, let's just
keep it. Well, she probably can't afford to leave.
Yeah, on both those fronts.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't have the money to fucking get a U-Haul truck or whatever the equivalent is there. Mm-hmm. And also, if she wants to be alive, can't risk that. It is only recently that Uzma has had to resort to hiding her money. Until a few months ago, every time she had a client, she would walk to the Sangini Cooperative Bank nearby and deposit her earnings into her account. Sangini Bank, which got its name from the Hindu word for friend or companion, catered specifically to sex workers, offering them access to financial services when most conventional banks would turn them away. But Sangini struggled to make money and was forced to close November 2017. Now Uzma and 5,000 other sex workers, rough estimate, 5,000 other sex workers in Kamathipura, who used the bank, are left with no place to store their, quote, dirty, end quote, money. This is a quote from Maya Lama, a 57-year-old activist working with sex workers in K-Town. quote, most of these women were sold into sexual slavery by their relatives or pimps. They do not have birth certificates, school leaving certificates, or proof of residence. Documents that are required to open bank accounts in India. Worse, regular banks have asked us to keep sex workers away since other customers protest against banking with them.
Right, because what the fuck does that matter? I can't deposit my paycheck here because somebody else I don't like deposited their check here too. What the fuck?
I paid her for an orgasm. She can't use my bank.
What?
Anybody, I mean, how many of them are probably their clients? Keep it greasy. Sangini was launched in Mumbai in 2007 and was only the second bank of its kind in the country, following a similar initiative in Kolkata. That's an A. All right, then Kolkata with an A. The bank let sex workers open accounts with no minimum deposit requirement. That's badass. Mm-hmm. And offered savings accounts to homeless gals. It had a small staff of 10 volunteers. Oh, damn. So it was activism. Yeah. also, sex workers in Kamathipura and three or four collection agents who would visit brothels to pick up deposits from account holders. Quote, and this is a quote from Shilpa Merchant, a former national coordinator of the D.C.-based NGO Population Services International. She said, collection agents made all the difference. Now, end quote. Many sex workers are not allowed to leave their brothels until they have paid back the amount their madams spent on purchasing them a goal. Them a goal made almost impossible as madams add rent, food, and electricity bills to. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anybody for this who's going to pull up the Madeleine Albright quote?
A special place
in hell.
For
women
who don't
help
other
women.
Hmm.
Not those women.
Which is actually the thing that's like the most like tragic part about this entire bank story, that there were people who were actually trafficked who were like, okay, but if you pay back this like ridiculous fucking fee, it's like that sharecropping shit, right? If you pay back this ridiculous fucking fee, you can get free. And the bank was the only place that let them keep their money, and that like they were getting out. And the bank is closed. But I'm sure that, you know, like SWRFs are going to open up a bank so that other sex workers can get out or exploited people can get out.
I mean, considering the ones that were, what, sold into it, that's essentially trafficking. So they're coming for that. There's going to be a we came, we saw, we died in Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. Hillary's going to bring the mothers of the movement to do it.
Right.
The madams of the movement.
The madams of the movement.
Holy shit. All right. Doobadoop, skip, bop, boobadoop, boo. This is a further quote from Doobadoop, Shilpa Merchant. She also says, the numbers keep spiraling. It's years before the women are able to repay the amount and leave the brothels. Merchant also says, quote, with no access to the outside world, collection agents became saviors for the women.
Which I just want to clarify, collection agents here means somebody who calls you and harasses you for money that you owe for something. Mm-hmm. Over there, it means like they're like personal bankers for you. Like Jesus they'll like, Christ. Like if you be like, hey, I have this money, can you deposit it? Like they'll come pick up your money and deposit it for you. Like it's not like a collection agency as we think of here. Like,
yeah.
It's a different thing.
They use the words a little diff. When Sangini first opened, Merchant says they hoped to have at least 150 accounts registered during the first year. By the end of the first day, they had already registered more than 100. And now we move the story forward with a quote by Mumzura Bibi, a 40-year-old commercial sex worker. Who had an account with Sangini for 8 years. I'd like to know what that means, commercial sex worker. I don't know what that means. I guess legal in some sense.
Probably not in a brothel, like probably like independent.
Huh, all right. Now, Mumzuri Bibi, 40-year-old, she said, it was more than a bank. There were instances when women would get arrested for illegal soliciting and bank employees would withdraw money from their accounts, bail them out. They'd come to hospitals to deliver money whenever a woman was in need. They also counseled us in money management, so like accountants, and issues pertaining to our sexual health. They were activists.
They were activists.
Yeah. Now, the story moves forward, and they're mentioning an individual named Rezaya Thakur, T-H-A-K-U-R, Rezaya Thakur, a 35-year-old individual, was trafficked in Kamathipura from Calcutta 9 years ago. With the money she saved in her Sangini account, she bought a house and a few acres of farmland for herself and her three children. So, holy shit. So when they get rights and not rescue, they get houses and a few acres of farmland. Mm-hmm. Get the frack out of here.
Amazing, right?
Holy shit.
And not displaced into a garment sweatshop.
Well, that's the thing. It was a test collapse building, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They were just trying to see, like, what stories would collapse first. Mm-hmm. How did they crush the bones of the workers? You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
a quote from this individual who bought a house and a few acres of farmland. The bank let me save my money and secure my children's future. Now, with nowhere to keep my money, I pay daily installments to a money lender, and the rest I end up spending as it comes. So she's basically going to get nickeled and dimed out of everything she fucking earned.
Yep.
Story moving forward, Anjali Desai, who worked in Sangini's bank Sangini's bank manager from 2012 until the bank closed, says most sex workers are in debt, owing money to pimps, brothel runners. How are brothel runners not also pimps? And money lenders who charge them interest rates as high as 100%. That's not a charge. That's a jack. That's a colonization, as they call it. That is manifest destining your fucking pockets. Manifest destining?
Let's go with it. It's out there now. You can't take it back.
The manifestry of it all. The bank, she says, helped the women save the little money they had and make 3% interest on their Martha Fracken savings. A quote from the bank manager. There was a 62-year-old sex worker who arranged money for her son's wedding through her savings. There was another who could pay thousands of rupees in doctor fees for her heart ailment because she had savings with the bank. now they're stitching up their cash in clothes and pillow covers, Desai says.
Oh, and gaining no interest.
And gaining no fucking interest. So just whatever the fuck you went to sleep with is all you wake up with if someone didn't steal it.
If you wake up with it, and if there wasn't a catastrophic change in the markets, right? Because, like, you can have a fucking natural disaster or some shit go sideways and everything suddenly costs more money. So you actually, what you could afford yesterday, you can't necessarily afford today.
Man, I will tell you what. Initially backed by Population Services International for 2 years, Sangini shut for 3 months in 2009 when it ran out of funding. Then the India 800 Foundation, a Delhi-based NGO, now they're getting the stuff where I am ignorante, all right? Maybe someone knows about this and they're like, oh yeah, you know, you're getting pretty good NGOs out there. A Delhi-based NGO supported by Ethnic Minority Foundation UK, they stepped in and the bank opened again, but it proved unsustainable as a business. 1 month
because it was a fucking activism project. It wasn't really a business.
Yep, you gotta be for profit, which means basically they would have ran a brothel out the back. Mm. Like it had to. Well, fucking let's take a look here with these fucking guys. 1 month's running costs would eat up almost a year's worth of profits, The bank also lost a substantial amount when it offered interest-free loans to women around 5 years ago, many of which were never paid back. Well, who stole it from them? In mid-2017, the foundation withdrew its support and the bank had to cease operations.
Yep.
All right. Now, this there is a wee bitty bit more to this article, and let's get the name of the fucking journalist in there. Where are you, journalist? At the top?
All the way at the bottom.
Oh, might be at the bottom. It might be one of those.
Peep how they're discussing all the problems that are coming about now, right? So sex workers are getting robbed. Sex workers are basically getting caught up in like what we would call like bad payday scandals or payday loans. You know, they're not able to get out from all these debts that they owe. They're not able to support themselves. So, you know what we're doing right now in America?
Helping. Saving them.
We're helping. We're helping. We're helping by trying to pass a law, which, by the way, Elizabeth Warren is co-sponsoring, that would make it illegal for sex workers to use legal banks in order to curb trafficking. It's kind of like the banking version of Sesta Fosta.
So the individual that did this article is Bailey McCann. She is a writer and editor focused on alternative investments and government. Prior to becoming a writer, she provided media research and intelligence to committees on Capitol Hill and White House offices. You do your fucking shit, Bailey.
Go on, Bailey. Yeah, so we just heard about all the things that are happening now that the bank is closed and the sex workers don't have access, and America's trying to do the same shit. It's going to be amazing, you guys. Yeah. Oh, nobody commented, right. Huh?
Oh, no, they did. It's just I have the glaucoma, so it is be hard to see looking.
Wait, isn't it on?
Oh, shit. Let's get the little colored boys on up there. Huh, what?
Why?
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 Wow, why do I talk about colored fellas?
They don't have to be colored boys. They don't.
Then they're colored men.
What if you just don't see color? Have you tried that? Have you tried not seeing color, William?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
I got fucked up. I was like, that's not a white man angrily approaching me. That's just a figure. And we're all part of the human race, so they're probably coming to hug me, and it's going to feel good. Ow, you're hurting me. All right. In the archive chat space, Jan Loco with the books and what are those wiener dogs? What's that breed called?
Dachshund?
Dachshunds. Jan Loco with the books and the dachshunds said, even though he's just following the rhetoric of the anti-McBortionist. Indeedly do, talking about the
the Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood shooter.
Yes. And then there's Lisa Loco there, said he'll be referred to inpatient secure mental health until he's determined to be stable for release, at which point the district attorney could theoretically pursue charges, but not likely to happen. Also talking about pro-life people that kill. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Loco said,
sometimes you have to murder for life.
She says she hates my pronunciations. And short answer, IMF and World Bank. Now hold on there, Lisa. Are you talking about the globalists?
Yes.
Are you talking about the globalist Marxist, neo-Marxist, feminist scams?
Yes.
And Mexican Negroes?
Yes.
Those are the worst Negroes.
The worst Negroes are the Mexican ones?
Yeah. They fry their tacos. Actually, Jack in the Box fries what they call to be tacos, and it was pretty disgusting.
Wait,
to work
really?
When I was 17.
Fried tacos?
Yeah, they take alleged tacos and put them in the deep fryer.
Yeah, that means that can go away. That can go away.
Yeah, that was I gave them my labor when I was a teenager trying to get the hell out of the foster care system. Like, I think I worked there like 4 weeks. Like, I got two really? Checks and then ran away from the foster care house. And since I was still underage, I couldn't go back there and work anymore. And when I went back to pick up my last check, he was like, so some creepy people were here looking for you, and I don't want you to come back.
Oh! Well, I mean, you know.
I like, man, just give me my $300, man. I gotta go rent this bedroom for $50 a month, and I need to go get an under-the-table job. Peace. All right. Now, a little bit more on WineCellarMedia.com. Oh, I'm not going to play it on the program like we did in the old days, but I do have the link to the Green News Report. Remember that shit? Brad Friedman and Desi Doyen. Like a lot of Democrat-leaning outlets, they just got fucking boring and predictable going into late 2015 and all of 2016. Like, I just couldn't fuck with their shit anymore. It was boring. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm just going to play the audio clip from the news here because we spent a whole lot of... This is definitely a sex workers' rights episode. That was the bulk of it.
Yeah.
So just the news clip from this one, 2 minutes and change. And the video is on WineCellarMedia.com. You can go check it out. It's under the episode for... I'll change the title, but right now it's Wine Cellar Live 62618.
Expelled UW student Alec Cook is sentenced to 3 years in prison on 5 sex-related felonies. 11 women on campus accused him of sex-related crimes. Tony Galley is live.
11.
Well, see, that fucking headline was misleading, like, to a point. Did it say 3 years for 3 rapes? And now it's 5 felonies on 11 women? What the fuck?
Like, and you got to think, like, this motherfucker's, like, what, in his 20s, right? Yeah. College student?
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker could have put up Cosby numbers before his 40s. Like, he's getting down like that. Because you got to think, this is 11 that came forward.
Mm-hmm.
11 that came forward now. Because what was he doing in high school?
Right.
Summer camp. Middle school. Mm-hmm. Like, this motherfucker easily could have put up Cosby numbers by the time he was 3 decades old.
He's probably close to Cosby numbers. If 11 came forward, there's probably 20 or 25 who didn't.
And I'm going to note that we do talk about this kind of callously. This is like episode 660-something.
Yeah.
Yeah. After a while, yeah, we inadvertently start talking about it like it's fucking the baseball stats. Like, we literally said put up Cosby numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a little fucking hefty. All right, play the news clip.
On 5 sex-related felonies, 11 women on campus accused him of sex-related crimes. Tony Galley is live at the Dane County Courthouse with an emotional sentencing day. Tony.
What?
George.
Oh, yeah, you get to see the tears of a rapist. It's kind of like when John Pennyman was crying. Remember that?
I thought you were going to say when Daniel Holtzclaw was crying. But yeah, I remember Pennyman.
Yeah, I used to have that in the soundboard.
Did you really?
Yeah, so you just listen to a rapist crying
every
once in a while. Yeah, we've done a lot of things on this show.
This courtroom was packed with emotion, and that included Judge Stephen Elke, who said he struggled with making a sentencing decision for Cook. Alec Cook himself and one of the victims.
He's one of my fellow men. I'm struggling with making this decision.
You know, the judge in the Brock Turner case said that too, and he got voted out, so.
I mean, bros before co-eds.
Who testified also had to fight emotions to go forward.
I am different now.
This stalking victim of former UW student Alec
so
Cook.
He stalked
like
somebody
other-
too? What the fuck?
He's also trying to get Zimmerman numbers.
Of his victims repeats a nightmare.
If there is a man who walks close behind me, even in daylight, I will hold my breath and pray that he won't touch me.
And she's trying to read this, is how hard this shit is to say. Give it a running start.
I will hold my breath and pray that he won't touch me.
I was shaken to the core over the possibility that I wasn't his only victim.
I'm sorry. I was wrong.
That's him saying he's sorry and he was wrong.
Oh, okay.
With his fucking military ass face. Jesus Christ. He looks like he wanted to be that. Who was that sniper boy that had the book about that got killed by his brother or something? I know, right? Too many names. Yeah, he has a fucking military ass face. Like, he was ready to do a very damaging adulthood along with what he's already done.
Words of apology crack Alec Cook's stoic demeanor.
You didn't deserve this.
Stoic.
He was stoic.
You get to be stoic when you're a fucking rapist?
Well, when you think you're about to get off like the rest of them, you're just chilling. You're like,
you know what? Yeah, you probably didn't see it coming.
Yeah, that's the thing. He wasn't stoic. He was just expectant.
Hmm.
All right? Expectant.
And neither did your family.
Shut the fuck up.
Neither did your families.
Cook's attorney urges the judge to consider probation, says probation. Studies show prison.
Oh, yeah, probation. You got to probationate the boy so he can work on his podcast or do what they did in Texas, have him work at a rape crisis center. Remember that
fucking
story?
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah. But we're overreacting when we call it a rape culture.
For probation, says studies show prison hampers sex offender rehabilitation.
You know what about everybody else in prison? What the fuck? What about the people who actually didn't hurt anyone that are in prison?
Right. The local weed man.
And the person that bought it from him or her. I done bought reefer from cisgendered woman ladies.
You know what does prevent recidivism rates, though?
Sending them all back to Europe. What is it?
Making rapists into fertilizer.
Rapists make great fertilizer. Is there going to be a part three of that episode?
There might have to be. Nigga, I dead ass want to put it on. I'm like, I want that to be our first Teespring shirt. Rapists make great fertilizer.
All we have to do is do it. We also have to get a couch and a kitchen table.
We do.
And yeah. Chairs. Yeah, nigga, we ain't got no couch. We just have a wide-ass open living room like we just go in there and dance. Like it looks like it's set up for like a sleepover where all the, like if your kid's on the step team and they're going to be working their shit out in the living room. Mm. Like that's what our living room looks like right now. And in the kitchen also, there's no kitchen table. So it's just a big-ass space you can just sprint through, do a somersault, whatever it is you're into. All right, back to fucking rapist military face. Boy, I'll give it a running start.
Says studies show prison hampers sex offender rehabilitation.
To surrender to bloodlust instead of science and reason is to denigrate a core and fundamental principle of our justice system.
But even a defense psychology expert says Alec Cook is not open to sex offender treatment. And the prosecutor said...
Wait, so that nigga said, I don't want no treatment and...
But someone from his side said that. That's his own side. The defense side knows how fucked up you are.
Yep. And he is also a man.
As Cook's victimization of UW women made the campus feel like a risky place for all women. As Judge Elke gives Cook 3 years in prison, he speaks individually to Cook's victims.
I hope this sentencing brings some additional healing for you.
Jessa? Thoughts on
I said everything I had to say on the record today.
Alec Cook leaves UW.
The person who said I said everything I had to say, that was the attorney working for the rapist.
Because there's a special place in hell.
For probably as a assumed cis woman.
Yeah,
she's probably thoroughly annoyed, and she does not want to see headlines or podcasts like this about what she did for her money.
You asked for probation for a fucking chronic serial rapist who stalks women. And what was that? Did you say 11 women?
But sex workers are selling themselves.
Shit.
Additional healing for you.
Jessa, thoughts on
I had to say on the record today.
Alec Cook leaves UW and his freedom behind. After his prison sentence, Alec Cook will be on the state's sex offender registry for 15 years. In a statement, Attorney General Brad Schimmel said he was disappointed that the sentence was not closer to what the prosecutors had asked for. That was 19 years. Reporting live from the Dane County Courthouse, Tony Galley, 27 News.
So he could have gotten 19 years and he got three.
So he gets kicked out of school. He'll go somewhere, be a manager, rape his employees, sexually harass them.
Yeah.
And then he'll be off that list by the time he's your age. Blam.
And he'll still be raping people.
You're going a little over the top when you say it's a rape culture, you know? He's going a little over the top there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we're going to close up, wrap this thing up with Beard Gang, Alex Jones.
Why this nigga just can't find a suit coat that fits? I know you can afford it, nigga.
Why? Because he had to grow the beard so that his ex-wife that got the fuck out of there can knit it out of his Beard Gang fur.
Ugh.
Beard Gang Jones! Obviously, he grew a little fuzzy on him. I bet he thinks he looks like, who's that feller? Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
He probably thinks he looks like that feller right now.
Fucking, like, I don't know. It's weird. Because his beard is scraggly, but his hair is not.
Yeah. I look like one of them the Boston boys or one of those Midwest gentlemen right now. All right, so Alex Jones says some shit that makes me think Joe Rogan should check him. I love white-on-white crime. I want them to do this.
I mean, everybody knows, you know, Wag the Dog, all that. In movies, everybody knows, oh, people stage stuff. And in reality, the left's always getting caught putting swastikas on their houses or fake crosses, burnings in their yards. 99% of the time, it's fake.
Yeah, did you know that's going on? There's fake cross burnings happening? I didn't know there were cross burnings happening, but apparently there's also fake ones.
Okay. All right. Fake cross burnings. All
right. Damn right.
Wait, did they, but did, next to the fake cross burning, did somebody write Blacks Rule on the driveway?
Yeah, the Blacks. Us Blacks write Blacks Rule on Whitey's driveway.
Which is interesting because there was just a story about a white woman who, said a black man raped her in the parking lot of her college, but you know,
Oh, fuck. I wrote a whole rap about that. It's on YouTube.com, The Black Podcast.
I think it was just like 2 or 3 days ago.
Another one?
Yeah, I bet you it's in. Let me play this. Fuck, I'm going to look at the show notes and see it.
All right. I unpaused it, but Alex Jones just wasn't saying anything. I think he was just looking at the screen, thinking about what he just said and how he's going to tangent from that.
Like, are they really fucking believing this shit?
I'm going to give it a running start so that you can all hear the pause.
There's burnings in their yards. 99% of the time, it's fake. Like Matt Follows Day, I'm not saying the owner of the Red Hen is going to stage something against her facility, but like Night Follows Day, if somebody's smart, if you want to dedicate something to your country, you need to go sit out in front. I wish I had the money. I'd put PIs. If I had billions,
you're a fucking millionaire. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, estimated net worth $10 million, Alex Jones.
If I had the money, nigga.
If he had the money. All right.
I would say every day have teams of PIs all over the country. I'd say, get on this site. And I would
So basically, him being an entity with more money and larger power and reach would have private investigators do surveillance work on someone.
Okay.
Because he doesn't like government overreach, but I guess private entity overreach is be all right.
It's different. It's different if you privatize it.
It's better if you privatize it.
Better if you privatize it.
That nigga George Bush is trying to privatize Social Security like a motherfucker. Like, to the point of where you don't even know if it's his donors that want it or if it's him. He's just like, I just really want to see it happen, you know? For my pappy.
Would just have PIs watch the Red Hen show when somebody firebombs it, God forbid, or somebody knocks the windows out, or somebody paints a swastika on the door. We can follow them to their house, and you know who they're going to be, don't you? We know. It'll be something like the Southern.
Also, I see he's getting out ahead of what is obviously going to happen.
Okay.
Because people are going to go on there and write nigger lover or whatever the fuck it is. Blacks rule. Whatever the fuck it is, white people write on things. A swastika. So now he's putting it in the heads of the folks that are in his beard gang that they did it. He's like preempting a false flag. He's Babe Ruthing it.
Right. It's an inside job. If anything happens, the liberals did it.
Bam. The left.
Which is also the thing, though, but that also, like, further proves that if I had the money, I would do it. You do have the money, and that's why the fuck you're not doing it, because you know if it does happen, odds are it's not going to be a fucking liberal who did it to make a scene. It's going to be a fucking fan of you. It's going to be somebody who likes Richard Spencer. It's going to be somebody who went to fucking Charlottesville.
Or with the money, he probably is going to have someone do it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he has to hire anyone, though. I think he just has to say it and it happens.
Yeah.
Like, he's at that level of cult leadership.
And that's right-wing radio host, man. Fucking, they are a powerful int.
The Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Antifa, which is just college professors in mask.
Holy shit! Wow. Antifa. Apparently, Alex Jones and I have very different ideas of Antifa, considering what I just said a few minutes ago and what he just said out of his face on purpose.
They're college professors in masks.
Oh, yeah. You know how Noam Chomsky suits up.
Cornel West.
Oh, yeah. That guy. I'm real worried about Cornel West kicking my ass. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's coming. He's going to fucking, he's going to throw a flaming Afro pick at me. It's going down. Phoenix Collider has a cassette tape called The Flaming Jorge's, I can't wait to listen to it. Ah, all right. Professors in mass.
The Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Antifa, which is just college professors in mask. The Lone Rangers going out and hitting women in the head with bike locks.
What the fuck? So they're college professors in masks, Lone Rangers hitting women and hitting bike locks?
I think he said hitting women with bike locks.
Wow, Jesus Christ, that is fucking ridiculous. I don't want anybody getting hit with a bike lock. All right.
Anybody, William.
We just covered a story of someone. I hit Alex Jones with a fucking bike lock, knock his fucking beard straight.
College professors in mask. The Lone Rangers going out and hitting women in the head with bike locks.
Jesus. What kind of fucked up shit is going on in his head? He is a violent fucking person, man.
But I don't have the personnel to do that or the money. But I'm telling
you. Yes, you do. You fucking do. You run InfoWars.
And you know, and when you learn of his net worth, you got to wonder if he paid Trump to come on his show the first time.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's all that money, nigga. You can't buy some eyebrows, nigga. It's your big ass forehead. All right, let's see what's happening.
The left is going to hit the red hand in the next 48 hours.
48 hours. Why does this nigga put time stamps on his projections? He always fucks them up. Remember, we're supposed to be in a civil war by now. Remember that? Remember after Vegas, he's like, within the next 2 weeks, the left is going to start making it a daily occurrence of everything is going to be like Las Vegas. They're going to be shooting like 50 people a day. Remember that shit?
The civil war is happening right now, please. The civil war is... Those college professors...
Those college professors start that civil war, dude.
They are. They're mm-hmm. out there. They're hitting drag queens in the head with bike locks. They're coming mm-hmm. outside, and then they're saying, drag race, and then they run away. That's what they do. Antifa. I got a screenshot his face like that.
Oof.
99% chance.
99% chance.
And all when right. they do hit it...
Yeah.
We can blow their operation in another devastating victory if somebody just politely goes and sits there and watches it with a camera rolling. You will catch them.
Well, there's going to be some InfoWars fans sitting outside of Red Hens.
Yep.
Be prepared to be creeped out.
Yep.
Holy fuck-a-damn.
Yeah.
What's happening there? All right. All right. So we were going to close with that, but we'll close with this. White woman who lied about rape, was it black dude? Or I guess...
Allegedly.
Lied about rape at Michigan College, sentenced to jail. A woman lied about being raped in a Michigan college parking lot, sentenced to 45 days in jail. Mary Zolkowski, a 21-year-old individual, pleaded guilty to falsely reporting a felony in March. Zolkowski said she told her mother she had been raped in February by a stranger in a parking lot of a Delta College Southwest Bay City in Michigan. She said her mother called the campus and then Zolkowski completed a report. The Delta College police were unable to verify her story, and Zolkowski later admitted it was false. Quote, I was assaulted previously, not at Delta's campus. And because I was ashamed of my circumstances, when my mother called, I vented through Delta, which was very wrong of me. I should have been truthful from the very beginning, and I used Delta. Wait, so she, I mean, maybe she was raped before, and that was what
she was, but it this was a black fraternity she was in front of and said, oh, it was one of them niggas who did it.
Ooh, fuck.
But that's not... If she was, which she very well, but that's not where it happened. That's not who it was. It wasn't anyone involved with that fraternity. So, yeah. Yeah, 45 days in jail. It seems reasonable for, you know, what happens when you lie about black men raping you in this country. Not like we have a few hundred years of precedent or any
thing.
And this article went up on USA Today News by Ashley May Tweets, closing up saying Monday, Bay County Circuit Judge Joseph Sheeran, S-H-E-E-R-A-N, I'm not making a joke of this, Sheeran, sentenced Zolkowski to 45 days in jail, probation for 2 years. If he has good behavior, the multiple rapist will do less time than her. I mean, already jail time hers is less, but like he's on what? No. Because he has 15 years on the on the list. All right.
I mean, like Brock Turner.
Didn't he
only do like 3 months? So he only did 15 days more than she's going to do.
Jeepers creepers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Ah, man. Too many stories. Too much of this shit, man. Burn it down. 45 days in jail, probation for 2 years, a mental health assessment, and an additional 220 days in jail if she violates probation. False reports of sexual assault are rare, 2 to 10%, according to studies cited by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, and that is linked off of USA Today News, and it was posted by Ashley May, and you can follow Ashley May on the Twitter at Ashley May Tweets. AshleyMayTweets at Ashley May Tweets. All right. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and take one last look at the archive chat space.
Oh, yeah. Lisa said, don't give them names.
Said, don't give them names.
Yeah. Don't give white men names because then you have to treat them like people.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, give them numbers like they gave everyone else. Yeah, I mean, really, don't we all have, we're all numbers, right? Social Security, ID, student ID. I had a student ID in high school, middle school.
Yeah.
Employee ID. Employee ID. I am 6135. At the other one, I was 188501.
I have never memorized an employee ID my whole life.
Yeah, that's who I am. And if you're in prison, well, you damn sure got one. I tell you what, your car is your car license plate ID.
Yeah.
All that shit, man. You're a number in every Martha Frack thing. You got a debit credit card. That number is you bank.